The efficiency and fun of UAVs. Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. America never stops growing, and thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. As a crop consultant, Zach Feeney started using his personal remote-controlled aerial vehicles to scout fields. He says customers saw how efficient the process was and wanted to get their own. So Zach and his cousin formed DMZ Aerial of Sauk City, Wisconsin.
When you have a 600-acre field staring at you and you need to scout it, and you have 50 other fields to scout that day, you want to get over it really quickly, but you also want to do an efficient job and a good job. So you need something that will speed you up, and that's where the UAVs really helped us. Because then we took off, flew above a 600-acre field, for example, looked at the entire field, pinpointed the problem areas, and walked straight to those problem areas, as opposed to just walking randomly through the field and trying to find them.
How often do you advise scouting a field?
Several times a growing season. That's typically what we do. We do it anywhere from 3 to 7 times, I would say, depending on the intensity of farmers looking at a specific field.
More so on corn than soybeans?
Yep, most of the scouting that's done by our customers is on corn. Yep.
And then once it gets up there, you can't see it.
Exactly, and it sucks to walk through. You can get cut up in it. The truth of the matter is, once it gets that tall, a lot of people don't go into the fields anymore. They just kind of let it grow. So then an aerial perspective is really the only way that you will see it and see those issues in your field.
So what determines what camera system you're using?
It kind of depends on your application. If you're doing general crop scouting, you're probably going to use a visible light spectrum camera. That is what we see with our eyes, so it looks like high-definition video or high-definition pictures. If you're doing some more advanced applications and you want to get what's called NDVI, which is Normalized Difference Vegetation Index, you'd be using a near-infrared camera to get that type of imagery. Basically, what we're looking at is the ratio of near-infrared light reflectance and visible light reflectance off a corn leaf or whatever crop you're looking at. It indicates crop stress. So basically, a healthy plant is going to absorb visible light and use it in photosynthesis to grow. And it will, if it's healthy, reflect near infrared. When a plant starts to get stressed or starts to die, that ratio reverses and it starts absorbing near infrared and reflecting visible. So we can pick that up with our cameras and based on that light reflectance say, okay, that area of the field is stressed right now because it has an NDVI score of X. Kind of. So that's kind of how we do it. Yep.
One of the big questions on anything like this is who owns the data?
Yep. The farmer obviously owns the data. With our systems, most of the time, either a farmer owns it or a co-op / agronomist owns it. They go out and take the imagery. And then really, it's up to the farmer and the agronomist to work out how that data is shared. If the farmer wants all that data, great. That's fine. If he wants to work with his agronomist, like he would share his yield maps with an agronomist, they can do that as well. With our particular system, all of the data is housed on the system or on a specific computer. So it's not like we have access to the data currently. So it truly is with the farmer or the agronomist, whoever has the system or whoever has the information on their computer.
Zach Feeney with DMZ Aerial of Sauk City, Wisconsin. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.